piece after piece. If there is a bathroom, there is so much of dirt, it is filthy. And you want to clean it. There are two ways of doing it. One way is to go near the bathroom, pick up piece after piece and throw it away. A lifetime may not be enough for you. You see, how many pieces are going to live? It is so full of it. Don't do that. Take a bucket full of Baba's love. Water. And splash it on the whole thing will wash in a second. The mind is this and there is no self-denial and I must do it and you must, nothing of that sort. If you try to do that, you will harm yourself. Because mind is a very tough thing. It is far too stronger than your body. Body will listen but mind will not listen. If you try to give one box to your on the face of your mind, it will give you 10 boxes.
So it should
induce the mind away. Be indifferent. Let it do its own tricks. Don't pay any importance to it at all. You just think of Baba all the time. Be indifferent. If there is a guest coming in your house and you think that he is my enemy and you want to drive him away, you have no power to drive him away. He doesn't listen to you. You are not powerful enough to ask him and he won't listen to you. So the best way you adopt, be indifferent. Don't give him any countenance at all. Let him come and go away. Once, twice, 10 times he will come. He says, now I don't get any hospitality here. I shall go away from here. Why? Why? He disappears.
What happens, say, let's just use an analogy of a physical law. Let's say that one person might have a knowledge, your practicality. The way you see practical things is due to sometimes some type of intellectual knowledge which makes something practical for you. Let's say if you have a knowledge in a specific area and what is practical for one man is not practical for you. Should you still follow what is, do your mind?
No, you have the full freedom for yourself. But be honest to yourself. You follow what you think the best. You do what you think the best. But be honest to yourself.
Do you still feel Baba's love as much as you did when he was here?
Pardon?
Do you feel Baba's love as much as you did when he was here? In the body?
Yes, I think in a greater measure I feel it. Because separation has given a spark to my love. When he was near, I knew that he was near. You can go and see him at any time. But now I can't see him. So the longing has increased. The restlessness is also comes up. The restlessness out of that love for him. And the separation. Yes. There is a grief.
What about this?
It is bittersweet.
That he was going to say one word before he dropped his body. What was that word? Did he ever say it?
That one word doesn't mean exactly one word. It means the power, the force of his love that he wanted to release. And according to me, he has done it already. One word is, that one word is used because the word is used in the Bible. Word represents something at the back of it. The word of words. It's a power containing, the power of Baba's love, because Baba was the ocean of love. That love, that force, that power had to be released. It means that. It is not a word. Just we utter one word. What strength has one word got? It is not a word in that sense. That word represents so much at the back of it. And that is his force, his power of love, which he released for you, for the benefit of humanity. Yes, according to me, he has broken his silence. Definite and positive.
I think maybe it just takes longer to give something.
Yes, exactly. His manifestation, as you say, manifestation will take time. He has aimed at the target. The bullet is released from the gun. You see. But it takes time for the bullet to go and hit the target. In the case of a small man, a small gun, a small target, in a fraction of a second the bullet goes and hits the target. But in the case of a God man, the personification of God, doing the universal work for the entire humanity, then in his case, it may take 10 years, it may take 20 years. For the bullet of his work, the bullet of his word, the power, the bullet of the power of his word to go and hit the target for its manifestation. It may take 10 years, it may take 5 years, it may take 50 years, we do not know. So time factor is the only thing. He has done positively, he has released the word of words. Now we have to wait, watch and see. And actually the manifestation is going on. What is this? After Baba dropped his body, we have hundreds of people never had Baba's darshan. How are they drawn? Why are they coming? Knowing that he's gone, physically he's not there. What is this? What is this working itself out?
In anger, of course, we are not supposed to be angry. Baba has always ordered us. Whenever you are angry, don't do any action at that time. Let your anger, curb your anger, wipe it out, then think patiently and do the normal. And for that also, he gave an example of some years ago, I'm talking in my old age, in 20s, once this topic had come up. Baba was explaining what is anger and why anger should be curbed and one should not take any action in the process of that anger. Prophet Muhammad had his right-hand disciple, Ali, if you have heard about him. His right-hand man, he was his son-in-law also. And Prophet Muhammad also, in all prophets, they give this specific instructions to the disciples not to have anger, and if you are angry, not to put that anger into action. So these were the orders to Ali also. And in those days, these were warriors. And during Krishna's time also, they were fighting each other and killing each other. Even Krishna used to order his disciples to go and fight his own relations. But he was God. Whom he was fighting? Whom he was killing? Nobody. It was all an illusion. So Muhammad is also, in Muhammad's time also, they were warriors. So Ali was a big warrior, a great man, a very good man also. So one day there was a battle, and in that he defeated his enemy, that commander, and he was just on the point of stabbing him. At that time, that enemy spat on Ali's face, and Ali got angry. When he got angry, he remembered Muhammad's orders, that in anger don't do anything. He let go his worst enemy. He did not kill him. So such should be anger. In anger, never do. Of course, everybody in the family, we sometimes get angry. We fight with our parents or husband, wife, or else arise. They are to be compromised. Best, that is the way of loving Baba.
I was going to ask you another question back to the angle of sex and marriage.
Yes.
Baba, from what I understand in reading the discourses, he indicates that there should be no artificial means of birth control.
He says that. He prefers that. You see, he says that that should not be. He does not lay out any specific orders for that. But he says if you can do that, it's of course much better.
Well, obviously, if that is the way you're going to lead your life without any artificial means of birth control, then with the population the way it is, you will have to repress your cravings.
No,
otherwise,
amongst Baba's disciples, even Baba's Mandali also, many of them are using contraceptives. That's wrong. I mean, Baba is not, I mean, ordered them not to do that. If one can control, I mean, control themselves and keep away, that's much better, of course. If not, the second best thing is to use mother. How dozens of children, what can you do with that?
That's one question also, is about the population. There's so many souls that want to be incarnated before Baba breaks his silence. I mean, that's something Baba has indicated. The reason the population...
Baba said already in this avatar, in his disavataric period, many have taken births from even different planets on Earth.
So should we think, well, yes, we should have lots of children so they could all...
Unless you can... You have to lead a normal, natural life.
It has to be practical.
You see, can you provide... Can you support a dozen children? Yes, if you have got plenty of money, plenty of food, and you can do it happily, it is all right. Doesn't matter. If not, at least you could save that money and help others.
What about guilt from past experiences, say before meeting God?
Guilt from past experiences? Yeah. Why should we worry about guilt of past experiences?
That's what I'm asking you. Why should we worry about it? It's
not just done. After all, there's no guilt as such. Guilt only when your conscience bites that you have done something wrong to somebody. It's a guilt. All right. Forget about that and say that I will not do it again. Finish. Don't brood upon that.
Yeah. What if someone tries to make you feel guilty for doing something and you know that it was really nothing? You know, but they believe it.
Well, that's what they're doing.
That's true.
What about like bodhisattvas, you know, to try and live a world, you know, live in the world, but remain detached from it?
Detached from. That means we are living in the world. Today you are living in this world. You are, suppose you are married, you have children, you have to maintain them, you can. But if something happens, you know, one should not, I mean, belong to it. Suppose, God forbid, some dear one of ours dies. We brood, we cry, we have feelings. We will feel. That does not mean that we will not. But then we must resign to His will. Well, if Baba has willed it and it has happened, that means we do not belong to it.
Then, like, sometimes people say to you, well, this, like what you do in the world, like a living or, you know, your profession, like, does it really matter what it is? Because sometimes I'm an actress, you know, and there's a lot of people that you meet that really do seem like, you know, they're very unthinking people. And I think to myself, well, am I doing what Baba wants me to do? You know, I'm sorry for crying, but, you know, I really want to do what Baba wants me to do. And I wonder why I remain detached by becoming involved.
In doing anything, you know? Honest for living, if there is nothing, Baba does not prevent that. In
so
Baba's,
it doesn't matter.
Amongst Baba's followers and disciples, there have been actresses, there have been dancers, there have been many.
So it doesn't matter if you're involved with that type of
life,
even if you're detached from it.
Yes, you do your job, doesn't matter. But be straightforward, honest. Any honest work is work, after all. You do it for your living. Yes, if your doing hurts your own loved ones, parents or family, try to make them happy.
The words, you should also be attached to your family. You shouldn't be attached to your family. Just for Baba.
Why should you?
Why should you
be detached from your family?
Baba
never asked anybody to be detached from their families. Never. On the contrary, those who are families, he insists that they should look after the family. If there is any complaint from the members of the family about the man in the household, Baba takes him to task. Baba warns us that if we are married and we have a family, it is our duty to look after them, to look to their happiness. Similarly, if we are young and not married or anything, if we have a duty towards our parents, suppose our parents are very old, not able to live, we have to help them to live comfortably. They should be made happy. Even if for doing that, we suffer a little unhappiness.
What about things with parents or relations to, you know, things that have happened, like, you know, even before you come to Baba, and you realize that, you know, you've changed and grown through Baba's love, and you want to bring, you know, this love and
to your parents,
and yeah, and when you do, they don't accept it well, you know, and
you try your best,
just leave it alone.
You try, but yes, naturally, leave them alone. Again, try. One day will come, they will also come to that my children are coming. No. One has to try.
I guess you just try your best and keep with Baba and love Baba, and then no matter what happens, if you stay with him, then it doesn't...
You know,
that you shouldn't worry about it. I mean, like, if you try your best...
Yes, you should try your best, and yet if they don't, then it doesn't matter. But in any case, we have to try. Not once, but several times. After them, again try. Send them something. They will not refuse. Send them sometimes flowers. Send them sometimes what they need. Suppose your father needs some clothes. Send him on his birthday something. Make him happy. That way they can. Why not? After all, parents, they never forsake their children. Even if they may be temporarily enraged at what you have done, or what according to them you have not done proper, but the time comes when they also come. You show your love to them. Doesn't matter if they don't accept. The day will come when they will accept if it is really honest, if your efforts are honest.
But
But supposing you have a choice, and you only have so much time, I'm sure you should be with the lovers of God rather than the people who work. Like, if you have a choice...
Oh, what? I don't know. How can there be a choice that either be... If you are in the world, you have got the responsibilities of the world also.
Yes, but I mean, among friends, you have friends, and you're leaving...
Yes, if your friends, I mean, do not agree with you.
It's all right.
It's all right.
So
you try your best to make them happy. If they don't, it doesn't matter.
But if they don't agree, it's better to be with people who are Baba Lakshmi.
Well, so of course trusted. Better. Of course better. If they don't agree, of course it's better to be... with the people who are of your own temperament. Yes, it's always better.
Because that's the way, how do you get other people to come in if you shut them out?
Don't shut them out. If they shut you off, then I say. If they themselves shut you off, they don't want you, then why should you go? You try. If they shut you off, if they don't want to, well, let them be happy that way also.
Also, Baba says that, you know, we should love him, and but even more than love is obey, and even more than obey is to surrender to him. Well, like, what is the difference when to surrender to his will and to
see,
try and
surrender,
obey him?
Surrender today is different. Surrender is only meant for a few of his close disciples. Whom Baba would never order anybody to do something which is impossible. But to his disciples, he will create situations where things become sometimes impossible, and yet he wants them to do. So much so that suppose today is such a bright sunshine, and Baba comes, oh, what a dark sky, even the stars are appearing. Their disciples should say, yes, Baba, it is true. Not just to say to him, but to feel also that way. That, yes, it is really dark. So, one should not, I mean, go into the details of these things, because the Baba says in many languages, in many peoples, today he may give a message here to suit the people who have been around him. Tomorrow he may give another message to suit the people who are different type of people around. So that does not mean Baba once said this and now he says like that. No. Whatever he says is true. They are facts. And they are for our own good. For instance, suppose there are some Hindus, Brahmins are around him, came to see. I would not ask them that you go and start meat eating. Or suppose next day the Parsis have come around him. You would not start to know you should all go on vegetarian or grass diet. These diets, and we must use our own common sense. Whatever suits us, whatever keeps us in good mood, good shape, healthy, happy, we have to carry on. It has no connection with our spiritual life, particularly when you have the master, you have avatar as your God. We people are fortunate that we have taken birth during his period, avatar. And who knows that so many young children that are taking birth, how they will be brought up? Why there is so much of dissensions and unpleasantness in American youth today? If you go deep into it, it starts from their own homes, isn't it? When the young children of say 10 or 12 or 15, they see that their parents are quarreling or separating every now and then. Father separates from mother, mother takes away the child, or father takes the child from the court, marries another woman. You see, that way the impressions that are created on these young people are really, they are the result of the life at home. If the life at home was, happy, children would grow up in that happy atmosphere. These children, their children also will grow up in the same atmosphere. So, for you young people, it is better. You are fortunate that you have Baba and Baba's instructions and Baba's advice is available to you. You may grow up in the way Baba wants you to grow up. Bring up your children in the same way and see what the difference it will make in the world. Yes, yes, these are fortunate children of today. They have all the opportunities that their parents are going to look after them very well. In the spirit of Baba. People carrying child all the time, they listen to talks about Baba, love about Baba. These impressions are even on the child unborn. Yeah. these children are really Baba children. See, in married life there are always obstacles. And unless you have obstacles in life, you won't enjoy the good fruits of life also. Anything coming to you without obstacles or difficulties has no value. But when we achieve something with great difficulties and hardships, and when we achieve that thing, how happy we are. So you young people also, when you grow up like me, you will feel the blessings of a good married life.
I seem to find, like, on the good times...
I'm married 38 years.
When did you get married?
And I have a very happy married life. All, of course, due to Baba, it is His grace. We had quarreled, but we never separated.
How old
of course, we don't married? Realize now that in young age what we were doing.
How old were you when you married?
26.
26.
Did you meet your wife, or was it did your parents decide?
No. You want to know how I married also? Well, I think last night I told you that I was doing business in Persia. Baba had sent me to Persia after I was for 2 years with him in the ashram. In 1929, I went to Persia for on a job. And after 3 or 4 years, I left that job. So in 19, my wife with her father had come to as a tourist in Persia from Bombay. Well, it was a coincidence and we met. And I thought of marrying her. So I took Baba's permission first. In the meantime, they returned to India and I plainly told her that I am follower of Mer Baba. I have nothing to do with anything. She agreed everything. And then she started visiting Baba in India. And I go there in 1932, Bombay. I asked Baba, give me permission to marry him. Baba said, I like it. Yes, go and get married. Then my father-in-law would not agree to this. We have got our customs are quite different from yours here. My father, my parents also, they are also Orthodox. So her father said that he is coming for my money. He was rich. So this why he wants my daughter, he just wants my money. Which was not the case at all. So I go and Baba said, this fellow does not agree to it. My wife. He said, no, try, if he does not agree, elope with the girl. You don't do that. I didn't do that. Then I said, Baba, it is not possible to do that. to displease two families and then, you know, even it has not happened in our family today, after those so many years also, not even single. So how could it be possible? It is not, it is India, it is not America. Then Baba said, don't worry. And ultimately my father-in-law agreed, and I married.
What kind of factory do you have? What kind of goods do you have?
I have got a small paper mill where we manufacture filter papers for all industries.
Is that what you've been in for a long time? You haven't?
It's also a long story. Oh. It's a Baba's factory. It is also Baba's grace. Baba's living miracle. Where there is no technician, where there is no technical man, neither am I the proprietor, have any technical knowledge of paper making, nor had I any experience before, nor I have. And yet this factory produces filter papers which are manufactured by the highly technical automatic machines, and we manufacture by handmade process.
Do you spend your time in the factory when you're in India, or do you go on Baba work?
Well, when Baba work, of course, I am doing, not that matter. When Baba was physically present also, I was doing, now also. But when I hadn't this factory, I was more for Baba work.
Are you a disciple now?
I don't know, call me anything. I don't believe in disciple. I am just Baba's slave, call me. I met him when I was only 19, and today I am 64. You may see that why I am talking to these people, but I feel that the way my life was molded by Baba may mold all these young people's life also. So So they may be both in the world also, they may live with their families and children, and yet they may have Baba also.
Well, I heard he had 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm. Call and we don't believe in anything. I don't believe in any system. It's whether to disciple or right-hand man or left-hand man or first circle or second circle. We don't go into these details. We only know that Baba is with us, Baba is God, He is with us, He is here, He is at this moment, He is wherever we go, even in sleep when we breathe, Baba is there, that is enough. And as God, when He is, so whatever He has designed is going to happen. Why worry whether I may like it or not? I must be resigned to His will.
He didn't assign, like Christ assigned Saint Peter to,
Well, after how many years of after Christ was crucified, Christ came to be known by the people? Have you any idea?
No.
No. After 60 years or 100 years, His Bible was written. After His crucifixion.
Did you say it was written 60 years
ago? 60 or 100 years after Christ was crucified, His Bible was written.
That's right.